Start the recording, and well, we got about 15 seconds. So, I was overdriving the hell out of the mic input. I discovered into the phone, the computer that does the phones, and it sounded horrible. I feel sorry for these people that were trying to hear what we had to say because it was like, you know,
it was like they were calling from space.
Yeah, space sounds better.
We said real technology up in the space. Well, at least not, well, not really, because if I remember correctly, the space shuttle was powered by the equivalent of an Apple IIe.
Yeah, something like that. It was really horrible.
All right. But hey, it works.
I'm going to start the broadcast.
All righty.
And we're live.
Hello, Internet.
And standing in
part of Weird to be played by me.
Oh, yeah, we got weird running late, and Brita is out sick, so.
She's using a sick day.
Yeah, she's taking a sick day, and we will be deducting that from her sick day allotment.
Her lucrative squirrel report salary.
That's right, damn it.
It'll be a small wheelbarrow full of money this time.
Yeah, well.
So we had topics.
Yeah, we did.
Some sort of topics.
A topic of some sort. And I think most of our audience took the night off too, so.
Well, we didn't. I think the pimpage has been less due to Brita's illness.
Well, that's right. We didn't have
She's usually really good about.
Yep. Hey, people, score report now.
Going on Facebook and I'll play the part of Brita.
The problem is she's got like hundreds of friends on Facebook and I've got like 12. So
you've got more than 12.
It doesn't do any good for me to put it on Facebook because
tell you what, I'll post too.
What's funny is that I've noticed on the my blog that, believe it or not, still exists.
I check it from time to time.
When I get a link from Brita on Facebook, I get more traffic than I get when Chance links to me now.
See, I hate getting links from Facebook. I can't track the back.
Yeah, you don't know where it's coming from.
And I'm just like, and every once in a while, like I got linked, I think it was Sig Forum linked me, and it was just huge. It was like on a par with an install niche.
Yeah.
And I just saw this enormous spike, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? The other one was, believe it or not, SWAT Magazine.
Wow.
One of the dead goblin counts.
SWAT.
Caught their attention, and you know, it was another one. All of a sudden, I'm seeing like 300 hits an hour. I'm like, what the hell?
So while we're speaking of blogs, you had a blogiversary this month.
I did, my sixth.
Yeah, actually, it's coincidental that mine started on this month also 6 years ago, as of Sunday the 24th.
Oh, so I beat you by a whole like week and a half.
Yep. Yep. So
this July, though, will mark, and this is scary, this frightens even me, this July will be the 10th year I've been blogging.
Good Lord, man. That's like 100 years in internet time.
Yeah, yeah. I at one point in time, actually went back and found the first post when I was over at Toys in the Attic.
I remember Toys in the Attic.
And Ricky's kind of gone Brita on us. He's on Facebook, but not really blogging anymore. Hmm. But you know, that's what I got. You can blame him.
You know what's funny is how long if you look at the evolution, and I swear to God, people, we're going to get off the inside baseball crap here in a minute. But it's just me and Jay, and Weird and Brita don't like talking about shit like this.
Next up, we're going to talk about local politics.
That's right. It's going to be good. Stay tuned. You know, in the internet, things change so much. I mean, you look at the top you know, sites from even 5 years ago, and they almost don't exist anymore.
Oh, there was a retrospective because Twitter turns, I think, six today or something like that.
I think it was South by Southwest in 2007 that Twitter went live.
Yeah, 2007, 6 years, and they were one of the infotainment sites did a, you know, this is what was going on before Twitter. And it was basically everything early 2007. Like MySpace was the number one social network.
And that's the thing is you look around.
Saturn was still a car company.
Right. And you look around and everything that was big in 2007 almost doesn't exist now, except we still have blogs.
Well, kind of, sort of. Those of us that haven't gone full SEO.
Yeah, I know. Never go full SEO.
Oh boy!
Yeah. All right.
So let's see. What did we have? We had.
Well, there was MySpace, of course.
MySpace,
which was really big. Gosh, we didn't have. You know, Facebook didn't exist. Well, actually, Facebook did exist, but nobody used it except for some geeks at Harvard.
Yeah, it was pretty much like a college thing,
right?
I remember.
In fact, you couldn't even be on it unless you were in one of those particular schools
and you had to sign up with a .edu email address.
Right.
Which, speaking of email addresses, I got to tell you something right now. If you own a business and you consider yourself a professional and you send in a request for a quote and you've got a friggin' Gmail or Yahoo address, I guarantee you will not be given the same respect as my business name my name at mybusinessname.com.
Right.
I mean, you can't even scrape up a Comcast address. I mean, really.
Well, and the sad thing is it's so easy. You know, you register a domain for $10 or $15 and you get it. I mean, hell, Google will host your email account for free. You know, I mean, there's no excuse for not having a company email address.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started. All right, I'm going to play the music.
Okay, music time.
Well, I think I'm going to play the music. Hang on. Derp, derp, derp.
Oh!
Here we go. Oh. There we go. Hey! How about that?
There we go.
All right, it is Thursday, March 21st, 2013. It's time for the Squirrel Report. Well, half of it anyway.
But it's the older half. that's what we could say without offending anybody. But
the older half.
I do have a new topic that I just have to bring up. Being a Motorhead.
A Motorhead.
Can we please talk about the Beast dying because they put the wrong gas in it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was going to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
And since you brought it up, let's talk about it. And by the way, if you want to call in, the calling number is 214-530-0036. And if you call in, we're going to ask you what makes you a wacko bird, because you know you are one. So, yeah, apparently they put diesel in a gas, which is like, it is so mind-bogglingly stupid that I almost want to bring it all the way around and say somebody did it on purpose.
I think it was the other way around, though. I think it runs on diesel, but they put in regular or like some variant thereof.
Well, because all the reports say they put in diesel and it was supposed to be gas.
Oh, well, maybe that was it.
So, but, you know, putting the wrong fuel in your car is like, how does that even happen? I mean, I can understand.
Maybe it's a language difference. Oh, wait.
I'm befuddled. What in the world?
That's my impression of the Obama administration.
Oh, flushing. Nice. Yeah, so, you know, okay, first off, the car, the limo, is under the care and protection of the Secret Service, right? I mean, don't they, like, babysit on that? They sit on that thing constantly. I mean, they don't let it out of their sight, and they, you know, and, you know, how do you, I'm you know, anybody that's with half a brain, you know, you pick up the gas hose, and even if it's not pumping gas, it smells like gas. And you pick up the diesel hose, and even if it's not pumping diesel, it smells like diesel.
It smells like home heating oil.
Right. So, I mean, I'm completely at a loss. I can't even imagine a scenario where somebody who is the guy that is in charge has been vetted by the Secret Service and is the, like, mechanic gas filler chauffeur dude of the presidential limo, and yet so stupid that he puts diesel in a gas engine.
Again, I wonder if it was that they didn't do it. They just pulled up and expected that because it was Obama's limo, you know, because this is, you know, he is the one, he's the second coming, and he's in the Holy Land. So therefore it's just, but that's, snap his,
you know, you're getting into a security issue though. I mean, this is the Secret Service. They're responsible for making sure that shit runs. I mean, the last thing you want is the presidential limo breaking down, like, out on the road somewhere. You know, I mean, I'm you know, it's kind of one of those, what the, how did this even happen? That's why I keep going, you know, somebody did this on purpose, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why, though. Well, like, what could be served by?
Embarrassment.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, we got a call.
No way.
Yeah, we do. It's your buddy, the gun enthusiast.
No way.
I think it is.
Dude called in last week.
Greetings. Yes,
I did call last week.
Sweet.
I have a good wacko bird story.
Okay, tell us. First off, can you hear me and Jay okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, it's, well, say something, Jay.
Something.
Yeah, hear him just fine.
Oh, good.
Anyway. You're asking what makes you a wacko bird?
Yes.
I know definitely in my neighborhood I am now probably considered the wacko bird. Yesterday I got delivered to my house a new gun safe. It's a really big one. You know, it's I had outgrown my other one and I was having to lock stuff up in various containers or whatever.
I know nothing about that.
So I had to go buy one of these really, you know, really, really huge ones.
You got that
Did
giant.
You get a 20 foot tall?
I was just going to say, you got the giant yellow one, didn't you?
No, it's that would have probably been better because, you know, the thing weighs like 800 pounds. I had to have it delivered because there's no way I could have moved it in myself. So right. I paid $1 for, you know, delivery and setup and all that. So these guys are supposed to bring it here and set it up exactly where I want them to set it up and everything. So these guys come, you know, it's a huge freight company, and they bring it on one of these big-ass trucks. And so what do? You'd think that these guys, who it's their job delivering safes, would be a little bit more discreet. Okay? So what do these guys do? They take it off the back of the truck, and they unbox it, right in my driveway, right by the sidewalk.
Nice.
Okay? And they're sitting there, and the thing is so heavy, they're having a hard time unbolting the things on the bottom that they can use the pallet truck thing with. Because you can't have them on there when you install it in the house, right?
Right.
So for like a full half hour or even more, they're sitting out with this giant gun safe in the middle of my driveway. And, of course, what happens? The high school bus drops off like 30 kids in my fucking neighborhood.
Nice.
And they're all like wandering by looking, what the fuck is that? You know? Ooh. And it is grotesquely obvious what it is, you know? And my neighbors are driving home from work going, oh, Jesus. I'm just thinking to myself, oh, man, they already think I'm crazy from, you know, probably the time where I'm walking out to the car with, you know, gun cases at the wazoo to go to the range as often as I do. So now God only knows what they're thinking. God only knows, you know, what these kids are thinking, you know. So, I'm sure I'm going to get a knock on the door at some time saying, sir, we understand you have an arsenal in this house. So, oh, man. It's just...
Well, if you got more than 3 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammo, you've got a deadly arsenal. So,
these days, it's funny. If you got more than 1,000 rounds, you got a bankroll.
Yeah, no kidding. And in fact, I got my old safe, and it completely filled the entire safe, top to bottom, solid with ammo.
You know what? Depending on your gun collection, and you may have more money in ammo and magazines than you do in guns.
Oh, absolutely. When we were sitting, you know, unloading them, you know, just I got a 4-drawer file cabinet that I was putting my loaded mags in because there wasn't enough room in the safe anymore for them. And so, yeah, just the mags alone, I'm just pulling them out and, like, counting as they're getting lined up and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, at $30 a pop?
Shit, 30?
You know, that's just a conservative estimate off the top of my head.
I've seen Magpul's going for $80 on eBay.
Yeah, and CTD.
Oh, and of course I have an Armalite AR-10. In good times, those mags were $50 because they're so proprietary.
Ooh,
I
found that those are like the Viper. In that they're so high priced that they kind of just stay the same price. Now they're almost reasonable.
By comparison, you're like, hey,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, when they first had, you know, the extra tax stamp on suppressors, it used to be prohibitive in the 30s.
Oh, yeah. That's why they set it at 200, because they figured, well, hell, at $200, nobody would ever buy one.
Yeah, for a $6 silencer.
Now it's just an inconvenience.
Yeah, now it's just like, well, you just add $200 to the price of the thing in 8 months.
Yeah, now it's the paperwork and the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
While he keeps getting after me, he's like, fill out the paperwork for your short barrel rifle and your suppressor now. Then it'll be ready when you move.
Yeah, he keeps he's doing the same thing to me on because he's marking a lower for a SBR for me, and he's like, go ahead and put your paperwork in now. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I will. And I still haven't done it.
Now, Alan, are suppressors okay in Texas?
I've got a submachine gun. I've been through the rigmarole once already. It's just I just hadn't got around to it. So,
It seems like I constantly have one form or another. I currently have 2 SBR forms into the ATF.
Well, the problem is it's for a 300 blackout, and you can't get ammo. There's no ammo for 300 blackout to be had, and so I'm kind of like, eh. So, you know, I'm not in any hurry. You know, I looked at mine an upper, and they're insane if you can find one.
Now's the perfect time, then. If you can't find ammo to shoot it, you might as well be having your paperwork in process.
I got a Wally found a 10-inch barrel for it, so I'm going to get that from him. I guess I'm just going to piece a upper together.
Well, we can do it.
Yeah, the upper. The upper you can get anytime.
What? Have you priced an SBR upper and 300 blackout lately? If you can find one.
If you can find one.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them as high as $1,500 for a freaking upper, and I'm like, crazy.
Yeah, but I'll just build. You know, one. Hopefully that'll turn around.
You are one wacko bird.
That's me.
All right,
and that's just one reason why.
So, Alan, why are you a wacko bird?
Oh God, do you really have to ask?
Well, there might be people listening.
Okay, here's this is funny. I live in an apartment complex, right? And I don't live that far from work. I live about like a mile and a half. I used to live like right next door and walked. So, but now I'm the place I'm at now, I'm about a mile and a half away. So, I can't carry while I'm at work, but because of the Texas parking lot bill, I can legally and in accordance with my, you know, employment, leave the gun in the truck. So every morning I'm walking out, I've got my gun. I keep it in an inside the waistband, you know, Kydex holster. And it's one of these infidels from Comtac, because I can, you know, put it on and off real quick and all that kind of stuff. But since it's my apartment complex, which is, you know, supposedly private property, and I'm walking from my residence to my truck, I don't bother to conceal it. So every morning I go walk into my truck with my, M&P stuffed in my waistband, and, you know, people are walking by, and, you know, I'm like, hey, what's up? and then every day when I come home, it's, you know, the reverse of the same thing. And, you know, people are, I get the weird, you know, I get the hairy eyeball every now and then, people looking and going, you know, so not once has anybody said anything. But they're very,
yeah, really. Not even asking what you were carrying?
Nope. Nope.
What the hell's wrong with Texas?
Well, I don't know. But everyone's real polite.
Go figure.
Yeah, everybody's definitely really polite. In Virginia, you can open carry. And sometimes, just based on the weather or whatever, I'll open carry. My wife says, everybody just thinks you're a cop.
Yeah. Well, that's usually what it is. You know, it's funny. Speaking of open carry, and this is, I have a feeling this is going to be a weird one of these shows where we go all over the fucking place. Texas is right now, there's a bill in the Texas legislature. Talk about local politics. There's an open carry bill in the Texas legislature right now, and the TSRA, the much maligned by me TSRA, actually had some nice things to say about it in the committee, and actually supported it. I was shocked.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, you know, knock me over with a feather. So there is a slight chance that we might get some sort of open carry. Now, the current bill says open carry. Basically, it changes the concealed handgun license into basically like a handgun license. So you can open carry or concealed carry if you have.
But you need the permit.
But you need the permit. So it's not, I don't know.
It's handguns, or can you walk around with your
AR? You can already do that in Texas. There's no law against carrying a rifle. You can't carry any kind of firearm into a prohibited place,
right?
Like a school or you know some place that's prohibited. But you can actually carry. You know, you still see people with the, you know, rifles in the gun rack on the pickup truck and all over the place in Texas. So that's not unusual. If you carried it down the street, you'd look weird, but it's still legal.
No, that's pretty funny, because I've seen people carrying shotguns down the street in my town.
Oh, well, you still see it. You know, of course, you don't really see it in urban environments, but in small towns and stuff, still, you know, I used to strap my .22 across my handlebars of my bicycle and ride out to the country and shoot. So
yeah, but that was a black powder .22.
It was not. And that was, you know, shit. Late 70s.
You know, they had metallic cartridges in the 1870s.
Oh, yeah. God.
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I'm a wacky wacko bird. Yeah, Jason's right. And the Oklahoma got open carry, and Texas is like, well, shit. Yeah. You know, we can't let those Okies outdo us. Of course, I don't know. I guess some kind of open carry is better than none at all. But I'm still kind of disappointed that they're doing the whole, you know, concealed. You know, if you've got the license, you can.
I'll bet that's how they got TSRA on board, because doesn't TSRA set up the classes?
Well, no, but the the TSRA is in thrall to the CHL Mafia. So there's a, that's what they call them here in Texas. And, you know, it's, you know, they're not horrible people. They're just a bunch of people that they worked really, really hard to get concealed carry in Texas. And now they're scared to death that they got a really onerous law put in for people that want to ban guns from their establishment. You have to put up a really ugly sign.
I was just reading that.
It's the 30-06 sign, and there's some specific language, and it has to be in like 3-inch high letters, and it's a really ugly sign. It's not some little, you know, one of those little sneaky stickers with the circle and the slash through it and all that kind of stuff. It's a great big sign that has all the legal language, and if they don't have that sign, then it's legal for you to carry a concealed handgun into their establishment unless they specifically tell you, you know, you need to leave. So they're very afraid of people waltzing around with guns on their hip and stores seeing the guns and going, you know, put up a sign. We got to stop this. You know, my argument is it doesn't happen anywhere else in the country. You know, kind of like blood in the streets, right? I mean, if it was going to happen, it would happen. But it doesn't.
So how long have they had open carry in Oklahoma now?
Oh,
because
it's like
culturally,
a year.
Oklahoma is the same.
Yeah, it was last year that they passed open carry in Oklahoma, and I haven't heard anything negative.
Yeah, where's the blood in the street?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that should be cooping up for them.
Yeah, but you know that's Oklahoma, so they're different.
All 18 people.
It's yeah. Plus, you got the I don't know. It's just you know politics as usual.
Yeah. So, Florida was supposed to be the first one when they went with their concealed carry law in 87. That was the big bellwether. You were going to see gunfights over parking spaces.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's my personal favorite.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get out of your 4,000-pound vehicle to try to shoot somebody rather than just run them over. I've never understood that.
Yeah, well, logic and gun banners really don't go hand in hand. You know,
kinda. Dude, shooting matches. I just run them over. Duh. Claim I was Ted Kennedy.
Derp.
I don't know.
So why are you a wacko bird, Jay?
Gee, I don't know. I live in Massachusetts, and my house has an American flag and a Gadsden flag on it.
Yeah.
My truck has the not only the Gadsden flag, not only an NRA sticker, but a goal sticker that's Gun Owners Action League, the Mass Pro Second Amendment group. Well, one of the two now. As well as the line from Deval Patrick. It's a free country. I wish it wasn't. Yeah. That was the who the hell was it?
That's right up there with Obama saying it was so much easier to be in charge of a country like China.
Which, yeah, contrast that with George Bush joking about, you know, whether it be a dictatorship if I'm the dictator. And they went nuts about that, but. I believe in personal responsibility.
You're a wacko bird. Shut up.
There you go. Hi.
Hey, my buddy, the gun enthusiast. We got another caller.
Sweet.
Okay. Right. Talk to you guys
Thanks
later.
For calling in.
You're buddy, the gun enthusiast.
We do have. I got to think about that. MBTG. I go through it in my head. Like MTBE, but he doesn't go into my gas tank.
Yeah, I know. This is Dennis, I think.
No way.
That's what it says.
Hello, folks.
I know that dude.
You know that dude.
I do.
What is it, just the two of just half of the score report on tonight?
It is. It's just the two of us.
That's right.
Come on out, sing it with me.
It's score report light.
Score report light.
Half the calories.
All the religion, half the guilt. No, wait, that's Episcopalian.
What's that Budweiser commercial? Tastes great, less filling?
That's right.
That's Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, yeah.
But I still, whatever, I don't drink that Pilsner piss.
It's like making love in a canoe.
I wouldn't know anymore.
So, I'm looking at the question, why am I a wacko bird?
Yes.
You know what? I don't know how to answer that, to be honest with you.
Well, trust me, you are.
Well, of course I am. I'm not. You ask anybody who knows me, I'm not only a wacko bird. They say I should be committed.
Well,
but
because John McCain says anybody that's like stands up for that constitutional shit, you're a wacko bird.
Well, okay, consider the source. I mean, come on, it's John McCain. You know, the guy, he's a fucking moron. Come on. It's, all right, I answered that question. Is AW2 dead? No.
Oh, that's right. That was the other topic we were
going to. The other thing, that's really what, a lot of people, and this is something I want to caution folks on. It's Dianne Feinstein. She does not give up.
No.
You know, she went down without a fight when Reed said,
oh, God.
You know what, we just can't do this. We're going to have to remove this. Don't worry. We're going to get a vote on your amendment. Now, they did that. They pulled that crap when that bill was just about ready to come out of committee. Schumer, who knew he couldn't get it in the bill to have the full committee vote on it. As the committee vote was going, he offered an amendment, and they just went, yeah, okay, great. And his amendment was, we need universal background checks because that's the only way that, I mean, universal registration, sorry, because that's the only way that background checks are going to work.
Right.
And if you read his amendment, you know, and it was funny because somebody on some blog juxtaposed a video clip of him saying, there's no way that there's going to be universal registration. It's against the law. Federal statute prohibits it. We're not going to do it. Stop harping on it. You're just scaring people. Let's, you know, drop it. Let's move on. And then he comes out in a press conference right after his amendment was inserted and the whole thing was voted on and nobody read it, going, well, you know, we really do need universal registration because that's the only way that the background checks are going to work.
Yeah, that's, you can put right up that right up there with, you know, oh, yes, no one wants to take your guns.
Right. Now, Feinstein went down without a fight. Reed, I am sure of it, said, look, don't worry. Let's just pull another Hughes Amendment trick.
Right.
Where you're going to offer it as an amendment. There's going to be a lot of confusion. There's going to be a lot of yelling and screaming. And we're going to go, yeah, okay, voice vote. Yeah,
yeah, ma'am. It passed.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be another Charlie Rangel, you know, debacle. He's the one who did it way back in 84. It's going to be another debacle like that, where her amendment is going to get in. It'll be a voice vote, no show of hands. So one person is going to go, yes. The whole chamber is going to erupt in no, and they're going to go, oh, look, yeah, yay's got it, okay. You know, and I seriously do think that is Reed's plan all along, is we're just going to slip it in as an amendment. It'll get in there. Don't worry. You're going to get what you want. Because she is way too quiet, knowing who she is and you know, how much she loves to make stupid statements. She's way too quiet. That other nut job from Long Island, what's her name, the congresswoman?
McCarthy.
Thing that goes, shoulder thing that goes up, lady. She has been completely silent through all of this.
They know all better.
Right. All of those.
Every time they open their mouth, they lose a dozen votes.
Exactly.
So I don't think that's intentional. I think that's that. Well, I do think it's intentional. I think it's somebody is saying, put a man on them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, like they should have done
on
Joe Biden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, right. And it's all just. Stay quiet. Don't rock the boat. You're all going to get what you want. We have to sneak it in there the right way. And I really do think that. So AWB2 dead, I don't think it's dead until the vote gets counted and gets counted twice, maybe three times, and then we go, okay, yeah, it's dead for now. And, you know, another 2 years down the road, they're going to just try again.
I don't think they're going to vote on it. I think it'll just very quietly get tabled until the next shooting. They're just going to wait for the next atrocity.
Oh, you think that Reid just won't even go ahead and bring it up? He's just going to let it languish?
They don't want it voted down.
No, they don't want to vote it down. I think you're absolutely correct.
I think it's just going to get tabled. We see that happen here in Massachusetts an awful lot. We've got one guy who every year he files his smart gun bill, where all guns need to have built-in GPS and built-in smart finger technology and just this laundry list of gee whiz Buck Rogers Star Trek shit that just plain doesn't exist. And every year they very quietly slip it under the rug and he goes away, because it's the kind of thing that would bring Alan Gura in here with a freaking broadsword going, oh, I've been waiting for this.
Okay, Alan Gura with a broadsword. That's a nice image.
There's something to cling to tonight when you're in your bed. Thinking, screaming in your sleep over Dennis's choice of words of Dianne Feinstein and going down. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, please. Oh, all right. With that, thank you very much. I think I'm going to
right.
go and break my eyes out.
Thanks for calling, Dennis.
Thanks.
See you later, guys. Bye.
We got another caller.
Wow.
And that caller is, that number is 214-530-0036. And this is a number in Fredericksburg, area code 830.
Hello.
Hello.
Greetings.
Howdy. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Howdy. I'm kind of going to echo what Dennis was saying earlier. It's going to come up again and again and again and again, this assault weapons ban thing.
Yep.
And the reason it is because it doesn't cost Feinstein or anybody else necessarily anything to continue to bring it up. So every time there's a shooting, they bring it up. If it goes somewhere, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And they're going to keep getting reelected because their constituents are brain dead, I guess. I don't know. But what we have to do, I think, is kind of what we're doing now, which is to make the kind of the folks that are on the fence, that aren't really one way or the other and don't really give a shit until there's a bunch of dead people and a bunch of people screaming, oh, we got to do something. We have to make it so politically costly for them to even think about jumping on the bandwagon that it can never go anywhere. Because it's going to keep getting reintroduced.
Oh, yeah. They'll never give up.
Yeah.
So, and it's, you know, it goes back to Law Dog's post from many years ago. It's going to be, you know, the cake is going to get chipped away one little piece at a time until finally we're left with, you know, well, what the shit? I've got this break open single shot 22, and now you're trying to take that? So,
you know.
But anyway, that was my thought.
That's a great point. They just keep bringing, well, it's like, you know, like Rangel. We mentioned Rangel a little while ago. And, you know, every freaking year he introduces a draft bill, for military draft. Every year.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He just does it. And you know, it's like, Feinstein, I think every year since the assault weapons ban has died, I think she's introduced an assault weapons bill that's new. It never went anywhere because there wasn't any, you know, there weren't any
exactly.
cute
but
white children to wave
no
around
cost.
And, you know.
But there's no cost for her or
of course
for anybody
not.
That introduced it to do it. So,
right.
you know, if it's a good year for them, which a good year for them is apparently, you know, dead people, then yeah, it might go somewhere this year. If not, well, shit, we'll try again next year.
Yep.
So, and they're never going to get voted out. The only people that really we have any impact over are, you know, the ones that we can actually vote out, maybe, hopefully, I kind of have my doubts, if they jump on that bandwagon. So.
Yep.
But anyway, that was my thought. We can't make it. We can't make it expensive for them, so we've got to make it expensive for somebody else.
That's right.
So, anyway, y'all have a good one.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
And we got another caller. It's like callers. Yay. 214-530-0036. This is area code 661, and I have no idea where that is.
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, caller.
661. That's weird.
That's what it says.
Anyway. Well, I didn't know. Yeah, Jay told me to call in, so I guess
I did. It's Radis.
Oh, Radis. All right.
Oh, no, this is Kevin.
Kevin!
How many? Who are you telling to call in?
The chat room. And Radis said he was looking for a phone. So.
Oh, okay. You just assumed. Oh, well, it's Kevin, not Radis. Where are you, Kevin?
Gig Harbor, Washington.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now I have to look up. not Jake Harbor, but the area code, where that's coming from.
661.
Skype somewhere.
Yeah. According to Wikipedia, California.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. Bakersfield, Palmdale,
Ew.
Santa Clarita, and Lancaster.
Weird.
There you
Ew.
Go. So they're giving you a California. California's got like 9,000 area codes.
You must be doing that Skype out thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? If you're on Skype, you could have just called us on Skype. But
anyway, thank you for calling, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Why are you a wacko bird?
Oh, that's easy, because I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Okay.
It's literal night.
Sorry, it's the first thing I thought of when I saw the question.
Great. Now I've got that stupid image in my mind. Gah. Stupid bird. My daughter eats those things.
Ugh. Of course they do. It's concentrated sugar.
I know. I buy her the little boxes, so, you know.
I get the BJ size, the big warehouse size. It's actually a 55-gallon
truck. I try to offset it with, like, bacon and eggs and, you know, real food. But
pork and fiber chunks.
Yep. Ugh.
All right, so why are you really a wacko bird? That's what we want to know.
Wacko bird. I guess I'm just one of those bitter clingers that thinks that, you know, the Constitution means stuff.
Oh, no, that's just crazy talk.
I,
it's a living document, don't you know?
Yeah, living document. They keep. No, they used to put new stuff on there. I guess they just stopped bothering.
Yeah.
What was the last amendment? 26, 27?
27. I think we're up to
27. Now I'm embarrassed because I don't know.
It was, I think,
that
I want to say 93?
As we madly Google. Jeez. I think it's 27.
I know it's 27. It's just a question of...
What was the last one?
What was the last one?
Oh, it was the compensation thing where they, if they give themselves a raise, it won't take effect until after the next election.
I think if they give themselves a raise, it should be accompanied by a battery and jumper cables to the gonads in the voltage appropriate to the raise in numerical form.
I think it ought to be their compensation for Congress ought to be tied in some way to like the performance of the economy. If you could come up with a metric, of course they game the shit out of it. Of course, so I mean it's kind of doomed. But
I think if they can't balance the budget, they shouldn't get congressional pay raises for the 27th. Good call. 1992. I was off by a year.
Well. I don't think it would matter what the voltage is as long as you get to choose what capacity you run it through.
It's the wattage, yeah, that's right.
Zap.
I don't
you
need to
charge
know
every American $10 to push the button, and you bingo, no more national debt. I'd have a $100 bill, and I'd be like, I'd like Senator Schumer. Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, and John Kerry. I know you're not a senator anymore, but come on down. You're the next contestant.
Actually, I think I'm going to earn my Wacko Bird status for reals here, because I just had another thought how to, you know, get the balance or budget balanced out. Maybe extend the civilian marksmanship program to let all of those worn out M16A2s go on sale for like $400 a pop.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
They bought them from FN for like $550, and
shit,
they used them for 20 years.
They could sell those for $1,000 a pop. Have you priced an M16 lately?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I was just trying to figure they got their use out of it, and they only spent, what, $550?
A worn out, sloppy, loose, pre-ban M16 is going for like $25,000 now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'd have to seriously amend the National Farms Act.
But, I'm not sure you would. Most of those are pre-86 anyway.
Yeah.
The
8.2 was 1984, I think.
Well, there you go.
I think just the M14 alone would bring in tons, although I think Clinton had them all destroyed. Yet another reason.
No, they're not all destroyed. They, from what I've read up, all the M14s have been pulled out of surplus, reissued as like EBRs, whatever they're calling them.
Well, they're reissued because the M16 is the wrong freaking weapon for a desert.
Now, okay, I'm not sure.
The Clinton administration destroyed hundreds of thousands.
5.56 is the wrong caliber.
Well, there you go.
Because the 5.56 is really a 200-meter cartridge.
Yep. Yeah, you need, for the desert, you need something. You need a 1,000-yard cartridge at least. Because, damn, you see these videos where it's like they're shooting, and it's like you're like, what are they shooting at? That dot? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's, you know, the maximum effect. If I remember from my boot camp days, maximum effective range of a 223 fired from an M16 is 600 and something meters.
Yeah, that's the range that you can hit.
Right. Well, that's the range where it will do some damage to somebody when it hits them. You know, it might not.
I'm not gonna.
But you're right. It's, you know, ooh. if you want to, you know, it's really a 200-yard.
Interestingly, my good friend Wally informs me that USGI machine guns are not in the NFA registry, thus not transferable regardless of age.
Oh, they'd have to do an amnesty for them or something.
Yep. It is Thursday. It's NFA Thursday.
And there's a difference between, because Radis is 800 meters, and we actually fired on a 900-meter range at Camp Pendleton, but there's a difference between the range that you can hit a target and the maximum effective range, because the maximum effective range is the range where you can reasonably expect the bullet to do the job it's intended to do, which is, you know, poke a hole in somebody and hurt them. 800 meters, it's going so slow that, you know, a heavy jacket will.
No, that's the M1 carbine.
we'll stop it.
Yeah. So. I'd just say 200 meters is a good range for the 5.56, because that's when it has enough velocity to yaw and fragment and do its bad stuff.
Yep.
I thought they tumbled. Wasn't that the.
Yeah, that's the story.
Yeah. Anyway. Every Spitzer.
Yep.
Every Spitzer tumbles.
Hey, thanks for calling, Kevin. We got a couple more calls lined up, so let's.
All right, I'll finally let Radis in.
Okay.
Excellent. Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Yeah, that's one of those things you can argue about all day long. You know.
Oh yeah.
Maximum effective range of a bullet and stuff, and then we can start arguing about what happens to bullets that are fired straight up in the air.
Gun clapping.
Yeah. Hey, this is area code 5. What is this? 352. Hello.
Too.
Yeah, that should be me. This is Radis.
Radis!
Radis!
All right.
Yeah.
You are not the previous caller.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not the previous caller. But yes, like the squirrel Ford, I'm also firing on half my cylinders today. So
yeah, we're missing the best part of the show. So, why are you a wacko bird? Well, I know why you are. Why?
Now that I think about it, I can't think of the reason why, but it's the Constitution. Why not?
Oh, you know, you're one of those people. The Constitution means something? Oh.
Yeah. And Jay, it's not a living document. It's an undead document.
It's a zombie document.
I think my favorite take on that, I just saw this on Facebook today. It's the same people that would have you believe the Constitution is a living document and therefore covers email, Facebook, et cetera, on the First Amendment, limits you to just muskets on the Second.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It covers your warrantless wiretapping on your cell phone, but
right.
Not on your 50-year-old rifle.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is another one of my favorite little gun grabber things. These modern guns that are more deadly. Like, it just makes my head hurt. It makes my head hurt because I don't know about you guys, but the only advances I see are in the materials with which the guns are made.
Pretty
We're
much.
Still using 9mm and 45, which have been around for, I don't know, 100 years.
Yeah, over 100, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but throw in 38 Special from 1890 freaking nine.
Isn't that the Black Power cartridge to begin with? Or?
Yep.
Yes, exactly. So. The Smokeless Powder 38 Specials, Smith & Wesson Model 10's been around since 1899. I mean, even, you know, the 223 is what? Over 50 years old.
Oh, 223? Oh, yeah. It's way older than that. That cartridge was designed back in the 50s.
You know, so, I mean, AK-47. What's that 47 stand for, folks?
Yeah.
You know, these are not new things. Box magazines have been around since at least the Thompson submachine gun in 1919.
Oh, try the Gatling gun.
Well,
used a box.
Is Gatling gun a box?
Yeah, used a box feed magazine.
For the semi-automatic magazine-fed carving or rifle, Remington Model 8.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
Yep.
You know, that's.
What, I love the chat. At least.
But, as I said, what I was going to say is that firearms are, what, 15? It's a 1,500-year-old technology. You know, yeah. it's not new. We're basically at the end of the technology, you know. It's just
refining.
We're as far as we can go without something new.
Yeah, we haven't moved on to energy-based weapons yet.
Well,
and we won't.
Well, kinetic, yes, I know, but I'm talking lightsabers and shit.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to directed energy yet, but and we won't until we get my thorium reactor.
Well, we need something besides current battery technology to store energy before that happens.
Now, I do have an interesting thought, though. I wonder if when we do finally make the leap to energy-based weapons, lasers, phasers, whatever, masers, you firing a friggin' microwave at somebody, are they going to start treating your standard issue projectile-based weapons like we currently treat black powder?
I mean,
if you've got a phaser that can vaporize a bulldozer, what the fuck do you care if the guy's got a Glock? you know, Glock, you duck behind a car, you get behind the axle, that's cover. You know, you get a nice, you got a Star Trek phaser, you go, bloop, and everything is gone. There's a big hole.
But Jay, it's got the shoulder thing that goes up.
The shoulder thing that goes up.
Oh, Lordy. Hey, Radis, we're running out of time, and we got to a couple more callers. So let's.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, you said call, I called.
Yeah, thank you. All right, wow, we got two more callers here. This one says Tarpon Springs, Florida, and it's area code 727. Hello.
It is not Tarpon Springs, Florida. It's Holiday, Florida.
Oh,
yeah. Holiday, Florida.
I got no control over what the. caller ID reports.
They misreport my zip code, too. It's McFag.
Hey, McFag.
That's who I thought it was. I know that. I've had dinner with that dude in a restaurant shaped like a steamboat.
And bad service, too.
Yes. I think we intimidated them. I think they were afraid to come over to our group.
Well, we were talking about killing terrorists, and there's like, you know, half the staff is Arab, so.
And what in the other half?
Don't go in there. It would eat us all. But the,
Rob was there.
No, so. Magazines and effective range and such.
Oh.
We actually did some math on this.
Ah! They told me there would be no math.
Well, then we went out to the range with a big tub of ballistics gelatin and made a gigantic mess and got kicked out of the range for life.
Awesome. What a way to go.
I like stories.
Yeah,
we are not allowed at the Isaac Walton League range in Ames, Iowa anymore.
Okay, so
we have to move to Florida to go shooting again.
We have to hear this story now.
It's a moral imperative.
Well, we made a whole bunch of gelatin up, and we were doing a lot of testing on all kinds of things for Twilight 2000, for GURPS, no less, because we had a big gaming debate, which is makes gun debates seem tame and lifeless. So we took like 12 mini 14s and 3 AR-15s of various riflings and barrel lengths and just had at it all just different ranges and stuff. And the Sierra Match King fragments nicely at 2,200 feet per second.
Nice.
Which stretches your normal M16 range out to 400 meters.
That's good.
So it's the problem isn't the caliber, it's what the Army uses for bullets.
Well, that's true. They're not going to – they have to use full metal jacket.
The old Hague Convention.
Yep.
But the Match King's approved by JAG because the M262 is. The 77 grain Mark 262, that's an SMK.
Oh.
See? They gun geek stuff. I know this.
They can use that? I thought they had to use a full metal jacket.
It just technically is a full metal jacket. Oh, it's just
okay.
Can you really get a
hollow point? The hollow point on an SMK is a relic of its manufacturer, not as an intentional wound-causing device.
Gotcha. Huh. It's kind of a sneaky little in-run around the thing.
And they've been used the 68-grain sniper rounds for .308 have been SMK for decades.
Splat. So, why are you a wacko bird?
Because birds are the descendants of dinosaurs. Dinosaurs have teeny little brains, and there's just no room in that teeny brain for sanity.
Oh, it's the Darwinian analysis.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
We're so
All right, well, I've vented. I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, McFag.
And wow, we're almost out of time, and we got one last caller.
Awesome, perfect. It is
MDev.
Yay!
Why, hello.
Hi, MDev.
It's our nightly MDev call.
Well, I'm just glad you could all hear me after last week trying to hang up on me and, you know, pretend I wasn't there.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional.
You know, I before I even start this, I do have to say, at some point, I owe you all a beer when we run into each other somewhere for letting me invade your podcast once a week.
Oh, please. We look forward to it.
Well, I at least owe you a beer.
Some nights we wouldn't even have any callers if it wasn't for you.
That's right.
Thanks.
But since you called, you have to say why you're a wacko bird.
Well, you know what? I'm a wacko bird, first of all, because, you know, I trust myself to provide my own personal security rather than my cell phone.
Oh, you are crazy.
That's crazy.
I know. And second of all, I'm even a wacko bird among the gun nuts because I carry an evil, high-capacity, tactical Tupperware pistol full of evil 40 Smith & Wesson hollow point cop killer.
Damn.
I see what you did there, Mr. Tactical Tupperware.
That's the name of your blog.
Oh, is it? Is it? Wow. So, yeah, I think I'm on the shit list from the beginning.
You know what? We didn't have. We don't have anybody. I don't even think we have anybody that listens to us in Colorado. Because on the topic list was the Colorado and Magpul thing. And since you do the tactical Tupperware blog and Magpul does stuff in plastic,
yeah,
I'm gonna take this opportunity to bring that up.
You know, well, first of all, on that, Magpul is one of the companies that, you know, should have been right on board with my blog, and they've never sent me any free crap. So, you know, shame on them. They make me buy all my magazines. What's that about?
They can't send them to me, so don't complain.
And see, an even better reason to send them to me. The real bloggers can't get them.
Oh, zap. I guess they're definitely moving.
And actually, well, it sounds like they're kind of moving. If you read their release, it's like we always envision having a multi-state presence.
Right.
So I don't think, I mean, at the beginning, it sounded like, fuck you, Colorado, we're leaving. Now it kind of sounds like
maybe they'll just move the magazine production to some other state and leave the headquarters there or something. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
I think they're still filing taxes in Colorado for a long time.
We'll see. I'm wondering if they don't if the multi-state thing isn't just so they, you know, there's supply chain thing. You know, they're in some little hole in the wall in California, in Colorado. We're Erie or something like that. I don't remember the name of it, but it's some little town. And I mean, you got to think that it'd be cheaper to ship something if they moved someplace that was more of a hub for transportation.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I agree. But, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of those hubs end up in states because
states like Atlanta and Tennessee and Georgia and Tennessee and Texas. And,
They can move into Tennessee right next to the box factory.
Where's the biggest airport in the nation is the one that FedEx flies in and out of or that has the most traffic or something? It's not passenger traffic, of course, but it's got the most planes.
Gotcha. Yeah, they could set up shop right next to the Glock plant in Tennessee there.
There you go. Plastic and plastic.
they'll come out with gift packs, you know.
There you go.
And then two 30-round mags for your AR.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for calling in, Dev.
We're still pushing for peace trade.
All right. And we got one more call. We're out of time, but I'm going to take it just because.
We take the callers. Yeah.
Hello, this is area code 516.
Hey, guys, it's Glenn from New York. How you doing?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn.
Hey, Jay, how's it going, Alan? I just want to call in and let you know why I'm a wacko bird.
Good.
I'm a wacko bird if I live in New York. I can't get away. Before the New York Safe Act, I was a wacko bird because I lived in New York and I love guns and I have more ammo than I can count that high as to round count. And I keep reptiles and amphibians and I let my wife have 5 dogs so that when the end of the world as we know it comes, we have something to eat.
There you go. That'll work.
That's it.
Well, now I hear the latest is that the governor is kind of like, oh, yeah, this thing ain't going to work. We got to change it.
Yeah. They're already talking about scaling the mag back to 10.
Right. Oh, but only letting you put 7 in. Because apparently nobody makes 7-round magazines except for 1911s.
Yeah.
Yeah, go get you a Glock 7-round mag. Derp. But, yeah, it's just, I mean, talk about stupid. Oh, yeah, you can have a 10-round mag. You just can't put, you can only put 7 bullets in it.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Oh, and the best part is the penalty for putting in that 8th round is more than like aggravated assault.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn. I guess we lost you.
No.
He's still here. He called back. Hello? Oh, he hung up again.
He said, nuts to you.
All right, I guess that's it.
That's our cue.
Yep, we're done. Well, that wasn't so terrible.
Nah.
The hour blew by, and it wasn't a total disaster. So, we certainly missed Brita and Weird. Oh yeah, we were gonna get a Weirdling update from Weird too, and a
little hard to do without him here though.
Yeah. Oh well, I guess thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for being online in the chat. Thanks for calling in, and I guess we'll see y'all next week.
All righty, folks.
Bye.
Ciao.